be required to increase days in office.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Now you're calling me for attention, meaning for attention. Say you're looking for that action. Got my name all in your mentions. Oh, now you're coming to your senses. Yeah, now you're calling me for attention, meaning for attention.
Welcome to Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM, where we can be open and honest about real life issues such as disability, mental health, and everyday life. Now, let's have a real conversation with WGSO host Ron Richardson.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, New Orleans. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson live on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, if you want to listen to us on the go, you can download us on the Mixler app and catch everything here at WGSO 990 AM, including yours truly with Conversations with Ron Richardson. We are back for another hot segment and very informative segment on Conversations with Ron Richardson. And I would like to welcome my good friend, calling all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, Miss Joelle May, a.k.a. the Lupus Diva. How are you, ma'am? Oh, all right. Let's see. Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
All right. We had a little mishap, but that's okay. What's been going on?
Nothing much. I'm in Philly this weekend.
Okay, doing big things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hanging out with the nephews, letting their mom and dad take a break.
That's always fun. And how have you been, man? What's been going on in your world?
I've been good. I went back to work part-time, needed to get out the house, get around some people, socialize a little bit.
Right,
and that's been interesting.
Okay. So, yeah, I've been following you on Facebook, and there's a lot of things that we can't talk about on the air, but in due time. So I want you to tell my listeners, my listening audience, who you are. You were on my show a few months back, but I want you to give my listeners a refresher on who you are and what you do.
Okay, I am Joelle May. I have lupus. I was diagnosed in 2001. Had a very difficult beginning, almost died, signed myself up at a hospital. They gave me 5 years to live, but we're in now, 2023, and I'm still here.
Yeah, and the story between you and I goes, we actually met on Facebook and became good friends because I was looking for a couple of bracelets, and I'll give the people the background story even more so on that as we go on. As many of you know, I have cerebral palsy, and I came out with my story in 2018, a year after my grandmother passed. And, you know, the story goes, I was really, really afraid to come out with the story. And then when you and I met, I, you know, reached out to you, and I was like, I wanted some bracelets to represent, you know, cerebral palsy. And you were like, okay, what are you looking for? And one thing led to another, and we just became friends. And, you know, you started telling me about your lupus journey, and, you know, here we are.
Right. Yeah, because you were really nervous in the beginning to really expose yourself, because the reality is you're exposing yourself. But I've learned, at least for me, when you're true to who you are, that's the best way to be. And I get it, you know, based on some people's jobs or certain things that are going on in their life, they can't necessarily say everything that's going on with them. So I'm sort of that person that I can talk for everybody.
Right. And the thing is, you know, you and I have talked about this for many years now. You know, being a young man, we are, or being young men, we are, you know, labeled and expected to do certain things. And, you know, having a disability or a chronic illness is very hard to deal with, you know, when we have to carry out certain roles. Am I right?
Yes, and it's absolutely always worse for men because men are expected to be the breadwinners.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can't be the breadwinner to a certain level, or you're just sick all the time, or you have whatever issues come along with your chronic illness or disability, then, yeah, it can be very difficult for men to have relationships. And even, you know, for lupus is considered a black woman's disease,
mm-hmm.
but men do get it. It's a very, very small percentage. But also, and this is crazy to say because, as we know, many people, their lupus is very, very hard on them.
Right.
Men get it actually worse.
Is that so? So
yeah, and they tend to have more problems.
What's the percentage of men getting lupus versus women?
I think it's like 3% of men,
mm-hmm.
and then the rest would be women. It's a very, very small percentage.
And I want to touch on, we touched on this a while back, but I want to touch on your first experience or your first, let's say, you know, situation dealing with lupus. How was that for you?
You know, it's kind of hard to say because, when I was first diagnosed and I got out of the hospital and started getting better,
mm-hmm.
I was married at the time, so I really... And my family, like, I just had a really, really good support system.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, literally, I was in the hospital in September. And, like, 5 or 6 months later, I went back to work because I still was not really understanding
the magnitude of what was going on.
Right. The magnitude of my lupus and actually how bad it was. For those who don't know, lupus is a autoimmune disorder which affects the whole entire body.
Mm-hmm.
And the easiest way to explain it is our bodies are being destroyed from the inside out.
Mm.
So for many of us, on the outside, we look like nothing is wrong. It's actually called the invisible disease. It mimics every other disease out there, so it takes some time to be diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
And, it really took me probably a good 5 or 6 years to really understand how sick I was.
5 or 6 years, so... You know, you get diagnosed and, you know, you're obviously thriving in your career, beautiful woman. You know, what was the first initial reaction of you being diagnosed? Did you live in denial? Did you not want to talk about it? I mean, what was that moment like?
I got lupus. Let me go out here and do what I got to do. I'm one of those people that really didn't understand the concept of being sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people get sick, and as soon as someone tells them they're sick, they're involved in being sick, I guess is how you say it. Whereas when I was told I was sick, it was like, mm-hmm. okay, I'm sick, but I still have other stuff to do.
But that's typical Joelle, knowing what I know about you.
Yeah. But and that's not always a good thing either, though, because the reality is I did some things or I didn't do some things that it was a very, very important for me to do or not to do. Like, I tried to go back to work 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
I did things that were detrimental to my health because I really just didn't understand the concept of being sick. And even now, like, I have to be very careful because I'll tell you all the time, oh, I'm out this weekend acting like I don't have lupus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest
yeah.
thing that, you know, people who deal with disabilities and chronic illnesses, you know, we have to know when to stop. But you know what? We got to go to our first break as always. So I'm going to put you on hold, and I want you to touch on this a little bit more, okay?
Definitely.
All right, man. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, if you want to find out more about yours truly, you can search for me on social network and just search for the Ron Rich or Ron Richardson Facebook page. And you can also find me on Instagram. Just search for Ronald underscore Richardson underscore Junior on Instagram. And you know what? We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned. Finally made it, stay dedicated to the music we made, yeah. Now it's on, bone thug, living on, came back the next year. Number one platinum song, we blew up from the dough. And what do you know? Easy, rest his soul. Left us in the mess, I don't regret it, but we better get up and get it going. Everything's gone wrong, such a long and nothing been right.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 AM for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics, and of course, taking your phone calls. On Monday, candidate for state treasurer John Fleming joins us. We'll visit with candidate for secretary of state Gwen Collins Greenup, and we'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star publisher of TheDeadPelican.com, Chad Rogers. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans at 7 p.m. on Mondays. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Welcome back to Conversations with Ron Richardson here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, you can also download the Mixlr app if you want to catch us on the go and catch Conversations with Ron Richardson on the go so we can all have a conversation. And I would like to welcome back with me in WGSO studios all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, Miss Joelle May. You still hanging with me?
Hey, I'm still here.
All right. So I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to interview again, because I know our first interview, as we always say, you can only fit so much into an hour. So this is actually part two of the first interview that we had. And I want you to expound more on just, you know, the moment that, you know, you found out you were sick and you said, you know, you got diagnosed with lupus, and in typical Joel fashion, you were like, okay, you know what? I got to go back to work. And I remember you saying when you went back to work, you didn't really understand the magnitude of what was going on with you in lupus. So you didn't even understand what lupus was, right?
Well, I did my research. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I understood the basics of lupus and what it could do to you and all of those things. And I also understood that my lupus was bad. Like, I got that part. Mm-hmm. But I'm also a person that I don't write in time on my schedule to be sick. Mm. So it's like, okay, I'm sick, but I still have stuff to do. I still got things I want to do. So I have lupus, but I don't look at myself as necessarily sick, if that makes sense.
You have lupus, but lupus doesn't have you.
Yeah, you know, okay. And I understand that I have boundaries and I have to pay attention and take my medicine, and my health is very important, but I'm also always focused on living. Because what happens a lot when you have an illness is people forget to live. Mm-hmm. They focus so much on being sick or in pain. And I get it. In some situations, you don't have an option.
Most definitely.
Because I have friends who they're in pain all the time. I am in pain all the time. Mm-hmm. I have a high pain threshold. So if I start feeling pain, then I know that I'm very sick.
And that's like me too, also, you know, dealing with, I don't deal with lupus, but, you know, as you know, we've shared our stories, war stories about, you know, chronic illnesses and having, you know, being differently abled. And I mean, even with me, I can go and keep going until I have to say, you know what, you have to stop. But the biggest misconception,
right,
and you can agree with me here, the biggest misconception about people who deal with the chronic illness or being differently abled is the fact that it's the fact that we are not supposed to go out and have fun.
That part. Mm-hmm. Because people want you to look sick. They want you to act sick. Mm-hmm. They want you to complain all the time. And when you don't do those things, or you're not in a wheelchair, like, unfortunately in our society, everyone assumes the only way you can be disabled or have a chronic illness or be differently abled is to be in a wheelchair.
Right.
And if you're not in a wheelchair, they don't consider you to have issues. When the reality is, the majority of people that are sick either don't look sick, mm-hmm, or they're just not in a wheelchair.
Right.
You know, that being in a wheelchair or needing an apparatus to walk is a small part of our community. Like, the community is bigger than that. And that comes down to educating people.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to touch on this too. And, you know, this may or may not be the right thing to say, but, you know, this is Conversations with Ron Richardson. And, you know, we do try to keep it honest and keep it real. I've noticed this in a disabled or differently abled community, and you can agree with me or disagree with me here, but I've noticed, you know, like you said, the differently abled people who are in a wheelchair, they get more recognition than, you know, a person who's ambulatory. That's what I've experienced.
No, absolutely, but mm-hmm, it's because of perception.
Mm-hmm.
Someone can look at them and say, okay, they have a situation, mm-hmm, whatever that situation may be. Mm-hmm. But if someone looks at me, they don't see a situation,
right,
at all.
Right.
If someone looks at you, they're going to be like, oh, he limped, something may have happened, but they don't really look at you as having a situation.
Right.
So, and then, and I'm going to throw this out here because, mm-hmm,
You know, this comes with every community. Even within our community, there was a lot of infighting.
Yes, there is. I've experienced that as well. Yes. And you're laughing because it's the truth, but yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have to be careful because even though I have a chronic illness and I am technically disabled, when I am talking to someone else, they like to be referred to in different terms.
Yeah.
You know, you like to use differently abled and other things. I've talked to people who were in wheelchairs. They like to use different terms. If you talk to someone who has autism, they like to use different terms. And I didn't realize that even in the autistic community, there is a lot of infighting in the autistic community as to how they want to be addressed and the symbols that they want to use. Mm-hmm. So it's not as cut and dry as everyone assumes. And also just the fact that we all don't present the same way. And that, again, we go back to society and how society has decided what being disabled, differently able, a chronic illness is supposed to look like.
Right.
And like I've gotten out of my car and I've had people tell me I'm not disabled.
Right. You know, and that's what I tell people, you know. Disability doesn't have a face,
you know. At all.
It doesn't have a type. I mean, you know, I stand 6'3". You know, I'm tall. You know, and I get that a lot too. It's like, you know, you have a disability, and I'm like, yeah. You know, this is what I deal with, or this is what I have dealt with since young. You know, this is a part of me, and it always will be. But people don't recognize that as well as you. You know, they don't look at you as, you know.
And that's why a lot of people hide it. One of the biggest things I deal with when I'm mentoring people is they don't have family support. And especially with something like lupus, like for most people, you can't see it. So a lot of them get from their family, you're lazy, you don't want to work, you're weak, you complain all the time, there's nothing wrong with you. You can work through it. If you would just eat right, if you would exercise, if you took better care of yourself, if you lost weight, because they really don't understand that someone can do all of those things and they're still going to be sick and have issues.
All right, I tell you what, we got to go to our bottom of the hour break, so I need you to hang with me for the rest of the segment, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, man, we got Miss Joelle May, the Lupus Diva, in the building here at WGSO Studios, and we're talking about a number of things, and we'll be right back after this. Stay tuned, okay? Investigation, maybe she was demonstrating, but nevertheless, I was pleased. My day was going great, and my soul was at ease. Disrespecting my black queen, holding their crosses and being obscene. At first I ignore them, cause see I know the type. Know they the got drunk, they what? Got guns, and yes, what? They wanna fight. They wanna fight. And they see a young couple having a time.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grill, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
The 34th Annual New Orleans Film Festival, inviting guests to 6 days of in-person screenings at the Contemporary Arts Center, The Broad, and the Britannia Theaters Uptown and at Canal Place from November 2nd to the 7th, plus a virtual cinema running November 2nd through the 12th. Tickets and pass information, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are at NewOrleansFilmFestival.org. We know you'll have a great time, so your first ticket is on us with the code NOLALOVE.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
9. That's 800.
USA News Update. Humanitarian aid has finally reached Gaza 2 weeks since the war between Israel and Hamas began. A convoy of 20 trucks that finally entered the Gaza Strip today was supposed to be filled with medicines, medical supplies, and a limited quantity of canned food, according to the Hamas-controlled government media office. The Rafah crossing was briefly opened to allow the convoy in. More than 100 people were arrested last night in Midtown Manhattan during a demonstration calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, more aid for Palestinians, and Congress to stop military aid to Israel. Those arrested were put on buses after blocking traffic outside of Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's office. Oklahoma Republican Congressman Kevin Hearn says he'll now run for Speaker of the House after Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan failed to get enough votes to win the gavel. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We mellowed it out here on Conversations with Ron Richardson, a little Billy Paul, me and Mrs. Jones, right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Joel, you still hanging with me?
I'm still here.
You like that little vibe I put in?
I did.
All right. So you have overcome a lot. And, you know, we were talking about how being differently abled is sometimes not seen. And that has been, we've been knowing each other for quite some time now. That has been one of the biggest struggles that you and I have faced, is that we don't look like the typical, quote unquote, disabled or differently abled person. Right?
Right.
Yeah. And I'm going to touch on something that you and I have both dealt with, and that is the dating and relationship aspect of things. So how has that been for you?
You know, I have not been seriously trying to date for quite some time. Mm-hmm. I have really just been focusing on being happy.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's
because I feel like if I'm happy and I have my life together, mm-hmm. then if someone else is supposed to be in it, then all of that will happen.
Will
you know, I
past,
have my
right.
friendship. Yeah, you know, I have mm-hmm. my friendship. But I've really been focusing on being healthy, figuring out what it is I want out of life. Because, of course, when you have a chronic illness, you might have to change your life around a couple times. And just being happy, just doing the things that I enjoy. You know, I bought a house not too long ago, so slowly doing renovations to that. And just enjoying life and being as stress-free as possible. And that makes it a little harder to date, too, because I have my lupus under control. Mm-hmm. I've been in remission since I was diagnosed in 2001. So I cannot have anyone, whether it's romantic, platonic, friendship, whatever, that brings stress into my life, because stress attributes to making lupus worse or causing me to have flares. Mm-hmm. So I'm very peaceful now. So it is kind of hard to date also, because I'm at such a good place. I'm scared to bring someone in and then they bring all the drama and all the extra stuff. And then you just got to go through the whole process of the relationship and then possibly breaking up. Like, I just don't want to make a mistake.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, you know, stress brings on, you know, sickness and illness, and, you know, dealing
yes.
with what you have to deal with already, that's just a more added stressor, you know?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, you meet people and everybody always presents their best self.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I go in raggedy like I am.
right.
That's not, you know what I'm saying? I go in raggedy. This is me. These are my issues. This is where I am. But most people are not going to do that. They're going to show their best face. So the person that you meet is the representative, and it's not always who they are. And I believe in relationships that there's nothing such as perfect. We all have our issues. We're all weird. We all have certain things that are just,
mm-hmm.
And you got to find the person that you can deal with their weirdness, and you keep it moving, because none of us is perfect, and we all have horrible habits.
That's a fact. So you're in Atlanta, Georgia, and you do a lot of things in the community, the lupus community, and I want you to touch on some of those things that you are involved in concerning lupus and the betterment of people who suffer with lupus. So why don't you expound on that a little bit?
I am actually an ambassador for the Lupus Foundation of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I do is
When different organizations have health fairs, they'll let us know that they're going on and see who's available to go and talk and speak to people and hand out information. I also help raise money. We do a walk every year. We have one in Atlanta, Columbus, Georgia, and another location. And then we, of course, do them all over the country. So we're always raising money. We're always advocating for ourselves. We have a day that we go to the Capitol. We advocate for ourselves. We do what we call lupus summits, where people can come together that have lupus, and we have different little groups, and we talk about things that are going on, and it's a very informational thing. We do a gala where we raise money. So I try to do all of those things. I try to be very involved. And since I've been diagnosed, I've just been personally mentoring people myself. Mm-hmm. Like I've just helped a lot of people get through the process. I've helped people get diagnosed, even if it wasn't necessarily lupus, because we know there are a lot of autoimmune disorders out there. So I'll have people come to me or people send people to me, and I'll have conversations with them. And I've just helped people get through the process, because a lot of times people know they're sick. They just don't know what's going on. And then they're going to the doctors. And when you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder, it can be very, very difficult to figure out exactly what it is. And you have to meet certain criteria. And, you know, it could be lupus. It could be arthritis. There's just so many different things that are autoimmune disorders, and people don't realize that. You know, you're dealing with MS. You're dealing just so many different things.
And, you know, one thing that we didn't touch on during the earlier part of the show is that a lot of these autoimmune disorders and diseases, they mimic each other, so to speak. So,
yes,
you know, you may think that it's lupus, but it may be something else. And that's what a lot of people are not educated on. You know, they think it's one thing, but it's totally something else, right?
Yes, very much so. And the thing with lupus is, because lupus is for, and also let me explain that there are two different types of lupus.
Right.
There's systematic lupus, which is what I have, and then there's discoid lupus, which only affects the skin. The majority of people have systematic lupus, which means it affects the whole entire body. So that's going to affect the hair, the skin, the blood, your organs, such as your heart, your liver, your bones, your brain, your nervous system. And I've had issues with all of those. So it mimics every disease. So unfortunately, for a lot of people that have lupus, it can take them 5 or 6 years before they'll give them an official diagnosis, because they don't want to diagnose you with lupus and it's another autoimmune disorder, because they use different medications.
Right.
And so it's very important to be diagnosed properly.
To touch on, you know, your situation a little bit, a friend of mine, she got diagnosed with lupus a couple of years ago, and she basically went through the same thing, going to doctor after doctor and, you know, not properly being diagnosed or properly treated. So what she did was she took a break from conventional medicine and she did the natural route. And that has worked for her.
So, and that will work for some people.
Exactly.
It depends on your lupus, where you are with it. Mm-hmm. For myself, my kidneys are involved. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what you would consider natural remedies, I cannot do, because my kidneys will not process them. Mm-hmm. And also, another thing with people with lupus is a lot of us tend to be allergic to stuff, and everybody's allergic to something different. Mm-hmm. And in my case, oddly enough, I'm allergic to what would be considered healthy foods. Mm. A lot of healthy foods. Yeah, like, you know, you would have some people that have lupus that will become vegetarian. Mm-hmm. If I was to become a vegetarian, I would starve because there are tons of vegetables I can't eat.
That you can't have. Okay, so you know what? We go into our last break. I'm going to stop you once again and put you on hold, and we're going to continue that conversation because I want to touch on, you know, the different foods and different things like that. Is that okay?
Yep, that's good.
All right. This is Conversations with Ryan Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. If you want to drop us a line, Joelle and I, you can hit us up 504-556-9696, and we'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
Things you do seem so satisfying to me. I must confess it, girl.
Ooh, and I like it.
You send chills up my spine every time I take one look at you.
Ooh, and I like it.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only.
October 21st and 22nd.
At the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show.
October 21st and 22nd.
At the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Southeast Louisiana's largest nonprofit, multi-specialty healthcare delivery system. Ochsner Health, innovating healthcare. Find out more at ochsner.org.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
The Tux Charitable Foundation, in association with the crew of Tux Parade, is holding the 4th Tux Umbrella Walk and Gumbo Gras on October 28th at 9 a.m. in Audubon Park, shelter number 10 off Magazine Street. Food, drink, live music are all included with registration. This is where Mardi Gras meets Halloween, and everyone is encouraged to come in costume. Kids' activities include the Small Friars Umbrella Decorating Tent, Decorated Wagon Parade, and Small Friars Funhouse. Please go to www.tuxfoundation.org for information and registration.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
All right, we are back here with Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. If you want to talk to Joelle, you can drop us a line 504-556-9696 if you want to ask her questions about lupus or anything that she has going on in the Atlanta area when it comes to lupus events and things of that nature. Joelle, you still with me?
I'm still here.
All right. Before the break, well, first of all, I want you to give my listeners your social networking handles and how they can get in contact with you if they want to find out more about lupus and everything that you have going on. So take it away.
Let's see. On Instagram, I'm Joelle's Jewels. I do have a Joelle's Jewels on Facebook, but I'm not on that too often. I'm just Joelle May on Facebook. And my website for my jewelry is joellesjewels.com. Basically, it's just my portfolio on there of different things that I've done, and we would actually have a consultation, and I would make something for you because I do one-of-a-kind beaded and copper pieces.
And that's another thing we're going to touch on later on in this segment, but I want to bounce back to you stated during the break that you are allergic to healthy foods and certain vegetables, and, you know, you were stating before the break that some of these foods may counteract or make the lupus worse. So why don't you expound on that and tell us about that a little bit and your experiences?
Okay, so when you have lupus, as we know, it affects the immune system. Mm-hmm. So everyone that has lupus or any other autoimmune disorder, they have things that will trigger them. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of us, it's different foods. So there are certain foods that I can't eat because they actually trigger my lupus. And that will cause me to be sick, have fatigue, have issues with my bowels, throw up, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Mine happens to, like yogurt. I can't do yogurt because it
really?
Has live bacteria in it. My body considers that alive. So it immediately wants to get rid of it.
Now, you would think yogurt is a healthy bacteria, am I right?
Absolutely. But right. Because it is alive, mm-hmm. my body immediately gets rid of it. An interesting thing is I drink black tea. Mm-hmm. I cannot do green tea because mm-hmm. green tea is a young tea, and it has a lot of hormones in it.
Mm-hmm.
So my body reacts to that. Mm. But everyone is different. One of my friends that has lupus, she can't do apples. Mm. She can't do anything that has pectin in it. Mm. I have another friend, she can't do strawberries. Like, we all have these little weird things that we can't do. So I can't do yogurt. I can't do wheatgrass. There's a lot of just different vegetables that don't work well with me. Fruits, like I can't do passion fruit. I can't do cantaloupe. I can't do melon. There are certain things that they just make me absolutely sick. And when we talk about allergies, people always assume that when you have an allergy to something, you're always going to break out in hives. You're always going to have a major reaction. For a lot of us, when we have a reaction to a food, mm-hmm. it's actually more of and excuse me for saying this, you end up getting diarrhea or your stomach hurts mm-hmm. because your body's trying to get rid of it.
It's trying to reject
it. Yes, it's trying to get rid of it because for whatever reason it bothers you. Like, for example, I can probably eat peanut butter once a week with no effects.
Mm-hmm.
If I try to eat peanut butter, say, 3 times a week, then it's going to bother me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very interesting thing, and it's one of those things that is different for everyone. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I have noticed when I do talk to other people that have lupus and we talk about our different food issues
mm-hmm.
is for most of us, we can only eat the same thing for 2 to 3 days.
Wow. Now, I gotta pick with you because, you know, I had to bring this up. Last year when you came to New Orleans and we hung out,
yes.
you got to experience what a daiquiri was. And I just have to ask, on the air live, how was that experience for you after the fact?
And it was...
Interesting.
Okay. Okay. And the only reason why I'm saying this is because we're talking about, you know, foods and different things that affect you. But I know, you know, when you came down, you were like, I got to get a daiquiri. When you got it, you were like, you know, whoa.
I think the biggest difference is daiquiris other places are very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
A daiquiri in New Orleans is straight alcohol.
Yes, that is fact. That is fact.
So, you know, that was the biggest difference. So
I have one weekly. I shouldn't have said that, but yeah.
So the first night I came there, I'm thinking of a daiquiri as I would get other places. You know, you have alcohol in it, but it's sweeter.
Yes.
So I bought a large, which was a huge.
Mm-hmm.
My hotel was around the street, around the corner from Bourbon Street.
Mm-hmm.
After probably 5 sips, I was drunk, staggering to my hotel. Like, oh my God. Like, literally, like, I have to go back to the hotel. I don't even know what just happened here. Mm-hmm. And woke up the next day and probably had only taken like 2 more sips
of it. Yeah.
Of this daiquiri. So, yes, right. I learned that I need to have a small one.
Yeah. From here on out, when you come home, when you come back next time, not home, but when you come back next time, you know, I'll be sure of that. But what do you have to say, man, to, you know, somebody who is in the beginning stages of learning how to deal with a chronic illness such as lupus?
Educate. And educate and learn about yourself. I always tell people they need to keep a journal in the beginning. And on the days that you don't feel well, you have to write down what you did, how you were feeling, mm-hmm. what you ate, what was going on in your life, good conversations, bad conversations, and just keep a journal mm-hmm. and start paying attention to what is going on in your life on the days that you feel bad. Because the reality is, it's for those of us who get a little bit of control of our lupus, because unfortunately, everyone is not going to control their lupus.
Mm-hmm.
There are triggers.
Right.
And
we got less than a minute, so we got to wrap it up.
You got to be real, real about your life
yeah.
and who's in your life and who you're surrounding yourself with. And you got to put yourself first.
All right, Ms. Joelle, man. Thank you. And as always, I appreciate you for always giving me the shot and opportunity to interview you. And you are welcome back anytime, okay?
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for always asking me. And as I always tell you, you know, you got me. Anytime you ask me, I'm going to do the interview.
All the best to you, ma'am. And we'll see you soon, okay?
Same to you. Thank you.
All right. This has been Conversations with Ryan Richardson with my special guest, Ms. Joelle May. And we will see you next week, same time, same place. Remember, healing starts with you and recovery starts with you. Conversations with Ryan Richardson, out.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and